Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
In the second chapter of the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul talks at length about humility. Verses 1 through 4 say this, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." And then from verses 5 through 16, Paul talks about the humility of Jesus Christ in that he became one of us to obediently suffer death, even the death of the cross, that we might be saved. I've talked about these verses many times. And if that portion is not familiar to you, today would be a great day to read all of Ephesians chapter 2 and get more familiar with what Jesus did for us, humbling himself that we might not have to be humbled in death. But in verses 17 through 30, Paul speaks about his own humility and the humility of Timothy and Epaphroditus. And the way I see it, Paul humbly puts Epaphroditus, one of the lesser-known characters of the New Testament, ahead of himself. I believe Paul's humility was played out here and played well. Paul says in verses 17 and 18, "Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me." In his humility, Paul was suffering for the cause of Christ. He wrote this from prison, but he was all right with that, and he wanted the Philippian Christians to be glad and rejoice with him even in his suffering. Therefore, in verses 19 through 24, he talks about Timothy, the young man who accompanied him and would later become the pastor of Ephesus, and a very important figure in the early church. Paul says, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall come shortly." Paul really built Timothy's character up as he talked about him. He was not like others who sought their own welfare and their own good. Timothy, I believe, was one of whom Paul spoke in verse 4, when he said, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Here he's telling us that Timothy watched out for him, and because Paul really appreciated Timothy, he wanted to send him to the Philippian believers. Then we get to the third humble servant of the Lord. In verses 25 through 30, Paul says, in a sense, "Even though I wanted to send Timothy, I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all, and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick, almost to death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, Paul sent him even more eagerly not just to minister on his behalf, but to help the people in Philippi to not be sorrowful because of his illness. So Paul says, "Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me." Paul built Epaphroditus up in the minds of the Philippian people by telling them how important he was, and that they should hold men like Epaphroditus in high esteem because he almost died on behalf of the gospel. Well, who else had almost died on behalf of the gospel? Certainly Paul had, and even now he was a prisoner for the cause of Christ. Paul was the great apostle to the Gentiles, but he held Timothy and Epaphroditus in higher esteem than he held himself. Why? Not because he wasn't worthy, but because the God that they served shows no partiality. Yes, everyone who serves Jesus wholeheartedly should be held in high esteem, if for no other reason than that's how God looks at his own dear children. That's what I have for you today on Moments of Grace. I will be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.